This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. Another Missouri legislative committee plans to review the state's involvement with a Moberly business deal that has fallen through. The House Interim Committee on Government Oversight and Accountability plans to investigate the deal involving Mamtech U.S. Incorporated, which has halted work on a factory that was to produce an artificial sweetener. The city of Moberly had issued $39 million in bonds to help build the facility, and the state had offered about $17 million of incentives. But Mamtech missed a payment for the bonds. The new committee is chaired by Representative Jay Barnes of Jefferson City. He says the panel will review the role of the Missouri Department of Economic Development to see if any mistakes were made. A Senate committee has also been looking into the Mamtech deal. The Columbia City Council is drafting an ordinance to legalize non-motorized transportation like skateboarding and roller skating. The Environment and Energy Commission approved the recommendation for the legislation in last night's meeting. EEC Vice Chairman Lawrence Lyle said as a transportation-friendly environment, skateboarding and roller skating have been embraced in many other cities.
I've seen people skating to work in Chicago. It's very common to see a guy in a business suit carrying a briefcase with a pair of inline skates just zooming down the sidewalk.
The Mayor's Council on Physical Fitness and Health also weighed in on the issue. In a letter to the mayor, they said that these kinds of activities have many health benefits, including muscle strength, cardiovascular fitness, and also improved flexibility. A result can be expected as the City Council votes on its next meeting on November 7th. A new University of Missouri study suggests religious support programs may enhance the well-being of patients with chronic health conditions. The study followed patients with cancer, brain and spine injuries, and other long-term conditions. Its findings suggest those who receive spiritual support tend to have better health outcomes. Study co-author Stephanie Reed Arndt says she hopes religious groups will take note of the study and extend their existing services to people with chronic medical conditions.
This research really isn't talking about the need for developing specific religious programs or interventions. This is another avenue for support that can help people function well as they're living with chronic medical issues.
The findings state men receiving spiritual care tend to experience better physical health, while women who undergo such programs have better mental health. Hunters heading out for Missouri's 11-day firearm deer season next month will be able to buy permits online. The State Conservation Department says this is the first year that hunting permits can be bought online, printed out, and used immediately. Buyers will notice another change. The permits will also serve as tags, meaning no separate tag is needed. Permits will still be sold at Conservation Department regional offices, nature centers, and hundreds of vendors throughout Missouri. Those permits will still be printed on yellow plastic material, but they won't include a separate tag. The Conservation Department is also offering online sales of turkey permits. Firearm deer season starts on November 12th. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.